What about management of recurrent disease?
Very tough. Really, three philosophical approaches. There are operable recurrences, and that really should be the first approach whenever a patient has such a problem. For example, if someone had laryngeal preservation therapy and actually has a failure in their larynx, some patients can be cured with laryngectomy at that time. The same can happen in the pharynx and in the oral cavity. So surgical salvage really should be the first approach to tumor recurrence when possible. The second approach to consider is re-irradiation, which both the University of Chicago group and RTOG have shown can be done. We often do it in conjunction with chemotherapy or some sort of systemic agent. And then the final approach is systemic therapy, whether it's cisplatinum, a taxane, cetuximab, erlotinib, bevacizumab. Results have a modest response rate and not a long survival. But we do have some randomized data looking at cetuximab in this stage of disease, which is sufficiently compelling that the FDA did approve cetuximab as an alternative for the management of recurrent disease.
Can you talk a little bit about that study?
That was a study done in ECOG by Barbara Burness and others, which is a randomized study in which cetuximab was looked at alone and in combination with cisplatinum. And with response rate as the main criteria, it met its guidelines of a satisfactory response rate. Response rates in many studies previously have been in the 10-15% range, and they were higher in this study.